The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we concluded that based on the discussions we have had so far upon the concept of closeness and nearness to the Almighty Allah through supplication, we can understand that there are different effects for supplication. The first is that it fills out the gaps, the existential gaps in the human nature. The second point is that it gives human beings grandeur and glory with which they can confront the problems and challenges more easily. And the third effect of supplication is that it actually is in itself belief in the Almighty Allah. And this belief accompanies numerous hidden benefits. But how does it do that? How does engagement in supplication entail belief in God? It is as simple as this, that because human beings are full of needs and they have to try and do their best to satisfy those needs, so they always look for assistance. And if they believe in the Almighty Allah as the assistance, if they turn themselves to Him, if they know Him as the one who can help them, this means engaging in worship. This means engaging in supplication. Now, we were having a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran that recommend the remembrance of God. Now, in this episode, we will have a look at this verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Oh, those who believe, let not your wealth or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. And whoever does that, ومن يفعل ذلك, these are the losers. ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. This verse of the Holy Quran starts actually with this, O you who believe. This means those who are actually believing in the Almighty Allah must set this as their path, the path of supplication. They must know and they must choose to stand in the path of supplication. But they have to notice one important point. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Your wealth, your children, they are actually things that can divert you from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. This means that, of course, we should pay attention to these beauties, these superficial beauties of the world, but we must look at them and consider them as the other intermediaries, as the other things that we can reach the Almighty Allah with. This is the point. And this verse of the Holy Quran introduces the great and real loss as being diverted from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. This actually means that if you forget the Almighty Allah, you are the actual, you are the definitive, you are the true meaning, you are the embodiment of loss. This is the point. This means not only you will lose all you have had, but also you will not gain anything as well. This is real loss. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. This means that neglecting the Almighty Allah, not remembering Him, is so dangerous that it will even distract the believers. O you who believe, that's the point. But remembrance of the Almighty Allah is what the problem is dealt with in this case.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, as you were with us, we discussed this verse in this episode. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. O you who believe, let not your wealth, your children, divert you from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. And this remembrance of the Almighty Allah could include, it could encompass everything. But what is the highest form of supplication? What is that highest form of remembrance of the Almighty Allah? Of course, it is salat. It is this that is having the highest form, the best form, the embodiment of remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.